Good afternoon. Let me begin by thanking my friends at Rainbow Push, Chairman King, Kimberly Marcus, most specifically Reverend Jackson, for inviting the FCC to hold its media ownership hearing in Chicago here at this wonderful venue. I understand Reverend Jackson is flying in from Louisiana and hopefully will be with us a little bit later. The only thing that could keep him away, I think, is doing what he always does, which is work so tirelessly for equality and justice for everyone in this great country. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here, and many thanks also to Senators Durbin and Obama for welcoming us and for their forthright leadership on the issues we're discussing. I can't think of any better place to discuss media than Chicago, a city so vibrant and rich in its diversity and in its music and in its communities. If anyone can tell us what is going right and what's going wrong in our media today, I'll bet it's the citizens that call this good city home. I want to emphasize what's at stake here, because our media is really precious. It's how, outside of our strictly personal spheres, we speak to each other, inform each other, learn from each other, entertain each other, increasingly even how we govern ourselves. Almost half a century ago, the writer Arthur Miller said that a good newspaper, I suppose, is a nation talking to itself. And today, that idea applies across our entire media system. I also believe that media is the most powerful enterprise in the land, bar none. And if we're smart about it, our media will reflect the genius and the creativity and the diversity of our country. If we're smart about it, we'll take whatever action we must to ensure that the public airwaves truly reflect and truly enhance the talents and aspirations of us all. And here I want to emphasize those two words, public airwaves. The airwaves belong to you and me. No corporation, no special interest owns an airwave in the United States of America. They're yours, and you allow broadcasters to use these airwaves for free in return for offering programs that serve you and your communities. We're here today to find out from you whether they're serving your interests, and if not, what you think the FCC ought to do about it. To me, serving the public interest means the public interest of everyone in this great land. You know, some folks still see America's diversity as a problem to be overcome. They don't understand that America's diversity is an opportunity to be harnessed. It's our strength. It's who we are. It's who we can become. And this city contains a rich and vibrant multitude of races and religions and traditions and stories. And I want to find out today if you think the public airwaves here in Chicago are being used to reflect those races and religion and traditions and stories.
No, solo nos vamos a encontrar. Lo voy a conquistar.
What I've heard in so many places around
no
the country
bailo de noche,
is that a lot of people don't believe that we're anywhere near
cuando
taking advantage
brilla,
of our great diversity when it comes to the media.
Después
why?
De la nueva actitud
start
de
by looking at who owns
nunca
the media in the first place.
Hola, tenemos una tremenda...